So before I got here, I was like, oh, I need some food after work. And you know how you eat a muffin?
Well, you take the
you
top
take it
and
apart.
The, yeah.
And the stump, you just eat it. You just eat it because you got to get through it. It's like.
You call it the stump?
Yeah, it's the stump.
Okay.
Okay, I don't. I call it the stump.
Does anyone have a muffin stump around?
That's the thing. Nobody would ever ask you for a muffin stump.
No
Nobody
one would
wants
ever
it.
Call it a muffin stump.
All right, I'm going to finish my story. What Sorry. Do you call it?
Like at the bottom, the muffin bottom.
Like a baby's bum. The muffin bum.
Muffin bum.
And then I was there and I like finished the stump. I was like, I'm or the muffin bum. And I was through and I felt so like, I'm so excited for this top. The top, I was so excited. I put it down.
Oh no.
I went to like log on to the Wi-Fi in the coffee shop and I swatted my hand and it fell on the floor. And I was like,
oh no.
Heartbroken.
Your,
and then I was like,
your life is so hard.
I was like, I'm going to eat this anyway.
Did you eat it?
And so I lean down and I pick it up and there are these like three gross, like sick hairs on it.
Oh God.
And I was like, no. So I went and bought another one.
Okay. Do you think, I mean, probably
so
not.
So I had a muffin and a half.
Well, no, you had a muffin. You just didn't, you.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, did you eat the whole, oh, you did have a muffin and a half because you ate the other yeah. muffin stump. Yeah. Sorry, math is fractions.
Yeah. Yeah, welcome to comedy. It's hard.
I wonder if you had gone up. This is probably not an interesting reflection, but you know how sometimes if you get a drink at a coffee shop and then you instantly spill it, they're like, oh, sweetie, I'll make you a new one. Do you think if you had gone up and been like, you're going to get this. So I ate the muffin stump out of obligation.
And they're like, what's this muffin stump?
Do you mean muffin bum? Okay, on the same page. And then disaster struck. I hit the ground with the muffin top. And they're like, sweetie.
I get it. How many hairs were on it? Three.
Ew.
Ew. Here's a new muffin top.
Here's a complimentary muffin top.
I would go to that coffee shop like crazy if they had that kind of policy.
Wow.
Because they get
Could
me.
You imagine the signs?
I was at a comedy club on Wednesday. Yeah. You were there too. And there's the like rows in between the tables were so narrow. And I was just like watching this woman who was kind of like tipsy walk past this guy's table. She hit the table and dumped the guy's drink all on her.
No.
And she's like, sorry. And like kept going. And then the guy's like, okay, he went up and I saw him pay for another drink.
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
which would be
no.
fully me. I hate being the guy to be like, sorry, you know, like,
you
screwed up my drink or somebody.
Someone spilled it all
mine.
Over me.
I would pay for a new drink. And that guy did it. So I was like, yeah, I get you.
I get
so he's
you.
Like covered in his own beer.
And
he's
I'll just
like
get another Heineken. Thanks.
Do you want to start?
Yeah, because then I'm going to tell a really funny story about being in a bar. Okay, so this one time I emceed a comedy show at Carleton. This was like 2 years ago.
University.
Yes.
Carleton University.
It's in Ottawa, Ontario for all of our international listeners. Thanks for tuning in. And we went out after. There's like six of us who went to a bar afterwards. And the waitress comes over. It ended up she was also the owner. We had all ordered pints of beer. So six pints of beer on this tray.
Mm.
And she looks hammered. Like clearly she's the owner that sits at this bar all day drinking and the server must have like fallen through or got sick or something. So she's like, it's fine. I can do it. And so she's bringing these over and she is just like swaying back and forth. The moment she is a foot away from us, she just lunges forward, six beers everywhere, like soaks all of us. My friend's laptop is wet. Aww. Like people are trying to like dry off their shirts. And she's like, oh my God, my mistake. Let me get you guys another drink. And we're like, actually, we're just going to go. Like no harm, no foul.
We have to go to the Apple store. This person's laptop is.
We're fine. Thanks anyway. So we leave the bar. Like we're so polite about it. And she follows us down the street.
No.
Being like, I have owned this business for 20 years and you think you're just gonna walk out because I spill a couple. You come back, we'll get you a beer, you come back.
Oh,
and
no.
We walked to go to another bar and she ran, we started to run and she chased us down the street be like, no, not today, you get back here, you kids.
I I love the idea of a person owning a bar just to also get drink there. How's your week? Did you have a good week?
It was good. I celebrated my 6-year anniversary. Wow, thank you. Who thought it would ever happen for me? No one. No one did.
Take that. Exes.
We went to the...
It was you. It wasn't me.
It was you, and it was you. We went to a really cute, country inn in Wakefield, which is a little town in Quebec.
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful, and it's just, so quaint and sweet. Quaint. So we went to this place. The thing is that I know 3 couples in the last 3 to 4 months who have gotten engaged there. So like I knew it wasn't gonna happen, but I was like, also this place, clearly there's something in the water that it's you can't go and not get engaged. Spoiler, you can, and I did not get engaged.
So that's... you're laughing.
No, also I was talking to a friend about it yesterday, and he was like, Christina, you surprised your partner with this trip. So even if, what were you thinking was going to happen? That he just, carries a ring in his pocket being one day. He doesn't. Spoiler. But it was really romantic.
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
You posted on Instagram about that?
Yeah.
Is he don't post on Instagram about that? Or are you just I'm doing this?
Oh my God, no. He thinks it's so funny.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Also, because I surprised him with this trip, being we're going to, it's called the Wakefield Mill.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm we're going. And he's it's not happening, Christina. Because he knew that in the back of my head, I was and this person got engaged there, and this, and there's a waterfall and an outdoor hot tub.
It's beautiful.
It's stunning.
Yeah.
But no, it was when I got my dinner again, he never left the table during dinner, but I got this. Also, I got fish, but I cut it open a bit, being is there no ring?
If he put the ring in the fish,
I would take it. Be yes.
I will. Okay. Well, congratulations on 6 years.
Thank you. Thank you.
You guys are hot and heavy.
Oh my God. So hot and heavy.
I'm very proud of you.
Thanks. Yeah, it's an accomplishment, more for him than me, because dating me is tough.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's a roller coaster.
I'm an observer from the outside, and I'm like...
Yeah, what do you think? Huh. Okay, he went to a party the other night, because, sorry, this is my last thing. He went, and I didn't go. I was really tired because I did an hour of exercise that day and was like, I think I'm going to die. So I was exhausted. So he went to this party without me and comes home, and he's like, I had such a good conversation with, let's call her Tammy. She just thinks you're so funny. She actually mentioned that she really wants to hang out with you more to see how your brain works, because you just seem so quirky. It's like, what does that even mean?
I just imagine you behind a pane of glass and she's a professor there how does this brain work?
And I was like, do people really think I'm that odd? And he was like, yeah, but in a cute, endearing way.
You know, this just makes me think you guys are even more special together. That
thank you.
He's like, yeah, you're crazy, but I'm having a whale of a time. 6 years, why not 7? Why not 8? And then more from there. But
moving forward, how was your week?
Good.
Do you think I'm weird? Answer me. Do you?
You know, my week was great. No, okay, so...
Tell me. Are you studying me?
There's this situation that we've reminisced about since, but it bears repeating.
Oh, no.
My wife, Sarah, was at a cool hip bar.
Did we reminisce about this on the podcast?
No, we haven't done that.
Oh, no.
And,
oh, no. This
and
is
you were
good.
There. Yeah. You were at a cool hip bar. She was with her friends.
Oh, my God. They all looked like models. Don't try to sugar... it looked like... A J. Crew modeling set just got plopped in a trendy bar in Ottawa.
I like that J. Crew is also your bar.
I don't know.
It's like a Gap kids
was just plopped into this bar.
Okay. And then she sees you. You see each other. You walk over. The first thing you say to her isn't, hi, how are you? Or, hey. It's, I'm not supposed to be here.
I don't belong here.
I don't belong here. It's maybe stuff like that that makes me think like,
yeah,
huh, I wouldn't open with that.
Yeah. It was just like, I walked into the bathroom and it was like cool wallpaper. And then it wasn't even the wallpaper. I've been to places with cool wallpaper, right? Like I've been that, around.
That 20th century house.
It was, right?
Cool wallpaper.
Like I know cool wallpaper. But it was that the bathroom mirror was backlit. Like it's, it was intended mirror, yeah, for you to have a selfie. And yeah. I don't even know how to. And so I was freaking out and I come out of this bathroom and then I see your wife with these J. Crew models and I freeze. And then she's like, so kind. She's like, Christina, hi. I know you. I'm not going to hide that fact because I'm so nice. And then, yeah, I yelled, I don't belong here. Then I think I ranted for a couple minutes about my backpack. Be like, I brought a backpack. Everyone else didn't bring a backpack.
Like, I've got a backpack. Dresses. You're going hiking.
And then she's like, so kind. She's like, oh, Christina, you, what do you mean? You're so great. You look so great. I was like, oh my God. And then I tried to walk away. And to make things worse, I just turn around to try to explain myself again, going, I do improv with her husband. And then just ran.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to hang out soon.
From somebody who spends a lot of time with you. No, you are
so socially fun to well be around. Adjusted. Thank you. How was your week?
It was good. I had a good week.
Yeah.
I went to the ideal wedding on the weekend.
Okay.
Close friends of ours. So we cared about them.
Yeah, that's key.
But not so close where I wasn't in the wedding party. My wife wasn't in the wedding party. So not so close that I was like, I should have really been at a wedding party. How come they didn't ask me?
Like, you're
me?
Not resentful.
I wasn't
at all.
Like yeah. bitter.
Yeah.
But then also, I had no, like, no obligations in the wedding. Like, I didn't, I wasn't
just
reading.
You just got to have fun.
I just got to enjoy it. So I was like, no responsibility. I'm not angry. And I, like, had no, and there was an open bar and it was in walking distance to our apartment.
Oh my
Tell
God.
Me
no, that is actually the perfect, that is the perfect storm of a wedding.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And they're Italian, so there's lots of food.
Oh my God. That's actually, because weddings can be so great. Like that is a perfect moment of it being the best time ever.
Mm-hmm.
They can also be the worst. Like when you don't know the bride and groom that well, or the people getting married that well, and you're like awkwardly forced to talk to their family the whole time. There's no, have you been to weddings with no alcohol?
I have been.
I've been. That's like so many.
Yeah.
It's even when I didn't drink, I acknowledged that it was horrible.
This is horrible for
like,
you
this
guys.
This is fucking the shit.
I also, and we don't need to talk about this. I also did stand up for the
first
time.
Oh my God. Ryan did stand up for the first time and he was so good.
Well, thank you. First off, thank you for that. Thanks for coming. That was very kind
so
of you.
Good.
I was the last comedian out of 10.
There was, I think, 9 of you because someone didn't show up.
Yeah.
It was a long, long night.
I now appreciate people quite a bit. I think the sweet spot's like 4th.
Yeah, because you don't want to be the first person to warm up the crowd. 2nd, I feel like you're still warming up.
Still warming up when it's an amateur night.
3, 4, 5, I think, are the sweet spot because by 6, I was, even if they're great, like even if it's like great comic actor, you're kind of like, all right, like 5 to 6 7-minute sets is a lot.
Anyway, I learned a lot about myself.
What
I learned
did you
a lot
learn?
Of like, don't try to be like another comedian.
No, you gotta be yourself.
You gotta just be yourself. And you're not gonna know what yourself is until a few times.
Until you try it, yeah.
But like, I'm watching stand up and somebody will do something funny and I'm like, I'm going to do that. But it doesn't work. You can't do that. And I don't think I tried to necessarily copy somebody, but I wasn't my true self. And I think the more times I do it, I'll get there. But
yeah. And I actually don't think, I've been thinking about this a lot because I've been trying to do more stand up and I find it so hard. And I think you do put on a shtick. It's just, you need to find the shtick that's closest to your truest self.
Yeah.
Because I can't practice stand up. Like I can't be like, oh, to my partner, can you listen to me do this?
Mm-hmm.
And I come off robotic because I don't have the same energy that I do on stage and I can't put on my shtick.
Yeah.
But you do need to find one that matches you.
But I do have I do a joke and you can tell me, cause I got some feedback after, and you can tell me what you think of this.
Yes.
So I did a joke and I talked about how, You know how you're boarding a plane and everybody, every time there's that empty seat beside you, you're like, maybe that hot person that I saw out in security is going to sit beside me.
My dream.
Right? Everybody says that. I think we all do. But then somebody was like, I saw your wedding ring on. I
thought you were a creep.
Well, and like, it would have been good if you would have like said, oh, and I'm married, or like explained that away. Cause like they're saying like you being married distracted from the fact that of this joke. And I guess I'm like, cause you just said like 15 times you're putting on a shtick.
Yeah, it's a shtick.
Yeah. So if I'm doing that, can I not make jokes about like, oh yeah, there's this like hot girl one time.
I said you're putting on a shtick that's the closest to your truest self. So you're always going to be, instead of saying shtick, I'm going to say a heightened version of yourself.
Yes.
So you are like this like cool hipster guy.
Is this me actually, or this is the like shtick I'm putting
on? Which would you be less offended by?
Okay, keep going.
So in real life, you're like this cool, confident hipster guy who's like kind, like really approachable.
Aw, thank you.
And you're welcome.
You've never said anything nice about me before.
What the fuck? My God. And I think that your comedy should be rooted in that.
But I'm also not like some douchebag that's like, hey.
That's why I don't think your shtick would involve you being a douchebag that's like, hey, there's this really, I think there's a way to do that that's staying truer to yourself. And I think maybe it is being like, I'm going to like text my wife about this pretty, like just bringing, because you probably would. You'd see this pretty girl and you would talk to your wife and be like, oh my God, I saw this pretty pregnant lady and I'm so attracted to pregnant ladies. Call back.
Would you text your...
Oh my God, we talk about attractive people all the time.
Okay.
I was at a pub the other day and there was the prettiest woman I've ever seen in my whole entire life. She had the two cutest kids. They were all eating chicken wings and writing in their notebooks. And I was like, one, what a babe. Two, I want her life. And then my partner and I talked about it for like 10 minutes. I was like, okay, but
did he go up and talk to her?
No.
Like, hey, I've been looking at you.
My partner would really like to just be you. So any tips for that? She just looked, sorry, we're digressing. She just looked so like carelessly put together, you know? All I'm saying is I kind of agree. It didn't distract me. I didn't think about it.
Me, yeah.
But I could see someone who doesn't know you being like, ah, oh, he's married. And it just takes them out for a split second. And that split second could be enough.
Thank you.
To pull them out.
Thank you for that feedback. That's very helpful.
You're welcome. Yeah. What do you think, listeners? Does he look like a douchebag on stage? Email us.
Anyway, so.
Okay. Can we segment?
Yep.
Was that funny?
Yes.
Oh, fuck. What's the song?
Well.
Was that funny?
You don't need to do this.
Let's talk about it to find out. Yeah. Ooh.
You're getting better, I guess.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I feel high energy. I had a hot chocolate before coming here and I feel zippy.
Do you have it? Do you have something on your mind?
I have been watching Grace and Frankie.
Okay.
Have you seen it?
Not the new season. I saw season one.
JP, have you seen it?
One episode.
This is the first time he hasn't seen everything we've talked about. I'm only on episode. I'm really like, I'm trying so hard not to binge it because I just want to savor every second.
Okay.
It is so good.
On the magic school bus. She's Miss Frizzle.
What?
Yeah.
Is she? Wow. No, that makes sense.
Her
she
kind of
looks
is...
like her. Jane Fonda,
Lily Tomlin.
Okay, anyway, it's such
Lily
a good
Tomlin.
Show. One, I think they handle something really well, especially in the first season, and now it's obviously the plot has progressed past this, but something I really respected in the show from the get-go, though I would like people's feedback and comments, is, so you know the premise of the show, though.
I do.
Of these two women, I'm going to explain it for anyone who's listening who doesn't. These two women, they're in their 60s, their late 60s, I think. Their husbands divorce them and marry each other. And something I thought that the show did really, really well was make you celebrate these two men coming together, which is really exciting. And they got to be like their true selves and actually have their relationship out in the open after years and years and years of secrets. So you're like celebrating that while simultaneously like grieving for these women whose lives have been turned upside down. And I felt like they did a good job of not vilifying either situation. Like you didn't feel bad for also feeling for these women being like, well, their lives have just been turned upside down and now they have to rebuild in their late 60s and form this friendship to get them through it. But you were also allowed to celebrate for these two men and not feel like they were monsters for doing this. But they also weren't perfect for doing it either. Anyways, I thought it was extremely well done and it's just getting better and better with age. Thank you. I thought of that on the bus right here.
I hate to say it, but I fully, fully agree with you.
Really? You never agree with me.
Like, you are watching it and literally just mourning with these women for having been...
I know.
Like, their husbands were having an affair for a number of years. I forget how long it was, but like decades.
Like 40 years or something. Yeah.
And so, like, you go through the grief of this affair, but then you also...
are so happy
are
for
celebrating
them.
This. And then like the comic relief from Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda.
Oh my God.
New friendship.
They are so funny, but it's also just really like touching. Like it has these funny, ridiculous moments of their dynamics. And Lily Tomlin's character is so hysterical. But I was watching an episode the other day where I cried, like sobbed because.
Finish your thing.
What? Okay, so Grace is dating a younger man who's like, I don't know, 10 or 15 years younger than her. And every time they get together, she spends like hours and hours and hours getting ready for this date because she's like, he'll never love me if he actually saw what I looked like and who I am in this old age. And then he starts asking for more. He's like, I feel like you're holding back. We need to spend more time together. Like, I want to be with you. And then she's standing in her kitchen and she spent hours getting ready for this moment of seeing him. And he's like, I want more. I feel like you're holding back. And she's like, you don't want more, though, if you actually saw me for who I really am. And then she like wipes off all the makeup and pulls out her hair extensions and her eyelashes and pulls out her cane. And she just, it's so well acted. She's an amazing actress. And she's so vulnerable in that moment. And he's like, no, I'm in. And I just sobbed uncontrollably. Yes. Go ahead.
Is this just the time we're in? Sometimes you just want to watch a show, though, and not cry. Like, why is every comedy now like gut-wrenchingly painful? It's either like the don't. Something about the bees in apartment 3 or like,
oh, don't trust the bee in apartment 23.
Oh my goodness, that's such a bad show. Like,
oh my God, you didn't like that show?
No,
I thought it was so, it's so underrated. Okay. Oh my God,
it's okay,
it is so good.
No, okay, I don't want to even talk about that. What I'm
James
saying is,
Vanderbeek playing a fictional version of himself is one of the most underrated performances on TV of all time. Him using the Dawson's Creek theme song and a flannel shirt to pick up ladies is so funny. So funny.
I want to watch a funny show that
doesn't... Don't Trust It, Be in Apartment 23.
No.
It's on Netflix for anyone listening. It's an excellent TV show.
So anyway...
Give a listen, email us.
Yes, I fully agree that Grace and Frankie is a good show. And...
So you don't like that it plays...
The laugh payoff is like... versus crying.
No, I laugh. Okay, but there are shows that are just funny. Like, no one's crying at Brooklyn Nine-Nine. No one's crying at Bob's Burgers.
I have things to say about Brooklyn Nine-Nine today.
Oh, is that your show?
Yeah, that's my show.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Go ahead.
But I'll just...
You cried?
No, I'll just pause and say, Arrested Development is the show that, to me, is the smartest written.
Yeah.
I'm not crying.
You're so angry.
And it's so funny.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
I've never seen it.
This podcast is now ended right now.
I think I would probably like it. Isn't there bananas in it? Like he owns a banana stand.
You are killing me.
Is this
Remember
like
when you asked me to explain to you what a meme was?
Oh my God. I forgot to tell you. My friend got so mad at me about that. She was like,
justified.
All I wanted to hear was Ryan's opinion of girl memes, and you did not
justified
let him finish.
Yeah.
I was like,
what's a meme?
I don't know. I just don't know the difference between them. I do now.
I don't want to have this conversation again.
Sorry. Okay. Arrested Development, though. It's funny.
Yeah. Arrested Development is really funny. I know you think I'm angry all the time. Actually, can I just... Sorry. I promise we're going to get to this. We were at a show and one of my friends who is also a coworker described our podcast to another person said the show is basically Christina being funny and Ryan being angry.
It's kind of true. I mean, thank you. I'm flattered. That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said. I know who you're talking about. And as I was walking into our show, as if like it was the biggest boost of confidence I've ever had. And I just want to say thank you to this listener for you're just such a wonderful person. He like grabbed my arm and was like, Christina, I'm such a fan. And I was like, this is what it feels like.
And you know what he was doing? He was on an anniversary date.
At our show? Oh my God. I love him.
enough about that. Brooklyn 99.
Yeah.
I'm writing it off. Here's me.
Oh, it's
I'm not
good
watching
anymore.
It anymore.
Why not?
I'm
you
on the
cried?
Current season. No. I just don't believe these characters anymore.
Mm.
The two dudes who are like the Hitchcock and Scully have never made me laugh. Rosa Diaz.
Mm-hmm.
I can't empathize with her character. It's not funny.
Because she just has no emotion.
She's
all the
just
time.
Like, I don't, this isn't a real workplace. Nobody goes to the work and like, I don't have any fun. I'm
Do you
just
know
like,
what I think
the
it
characters
is.
Haven't grown at all. Yeah. They're just like,
I read a similar review. I haven't watched Brooklyn Nine-Nine this season. And I also stopped watching Modern Family. And to me, shows like Brooklyn Nine-Nine and Modern Family create these characters that are not based in reality. They're not well-rounded. They don't have a great point of view of the world. They have like one or two characteristics because they become these vehicles that can say any one-liner that a writer in the room thinks of.
Yep.
Because there's nothing true to them to begin with.
We've talked
that's
about this.
That's the wisest thing
no,
I've
that's
said on
very
this
good
podcast.
And that's very helpful. We've talked about this before. And I think if you can put a character in their place and if you can write a character and you can swap dialogue for any other person, and it doesn't matter who's saying it's just because they're funny jokes or just around, then that I think is a poorly written
character. Yeah, definitely.
But I'm looking, Brooklyn Nine-Nine's at 100 episodes, just over 100. And I just haven't, like, it just hasn't moved. And their one dimensional characters, I think, are just getting a little bit tired. Anyway.
Okay, so was it funny? No.
No. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Grace and Frankie, did you want to cry?
But also just laugh so much. Oh, it's so good.
All right.
Okay, so this is really exciting. I'm going to try to stay super professional about this.
You better.
I can't. My best friend is here. And we're interviewing her because she now does improv and it's just too much for me. So welcome, Justine DeJager.
Hey.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh,
we're super excited.
I'm excited, too. I for sure thought you just had a cancellation. But...
No, that didn't happen.
Here I am.
Here I am.
Well, we almost had Andy Samberg on the show, right? But
then I was like, you. Ooh, Justine's free.
Always his backup.
So, how did you get into improv?
You started doing it, and I basically want to be you.
I'm going to interrupt this interview right
Let's
now.
Let's keep okay. going.
No, this is
Tell
like...
Tell me more.
Come on.
Is it my good looks, my confidence,
okay. I mean,
my inability to breathe through my nose?
A little bit. We share Tell all me. Of these things. No, honest answer. Okay. Well, yes, you started doing it and I thought, okay, maybe this is something I can do also.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been really into the idea of improv for a long time. I was a kid who like watched SNL every Saturday with my dad. Loved it, like got really into the UCB and like that whole culture and style of comedy in my teens, but never thought it was something that I could do. It was more of an interest thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you started doing it and I was like,
if she can do it.
No, and yeah, where was that switch in your head where you went from, oh, this is interesting to watch to I could do this? Like, well, were you watching somebody do it and you're like, oh, I could do this? Or... was there just one night you're like, I love this too much, I need to do that? Like, what?
Yeah. Honestly, it was watching Christina. It was seeing like, Oh my God, are you gonna cry?
No.
Okay, great. No, yeah, it was seeing you, and like you kept telling me like, you should try this. You'll love it. You'll love it. It's not that scary. It'll be great. And it was, and it is.
You have done two shows.
Yep.
A third one coming up.
Like, what was your feeling after show one and two? Like, were you like, I need to keep doing that?
Yes, 100%. I need to keep doing it. I want to learn more. Like, I want to take more classes. I want to do it more frequently. Yeah. I'm like getting more and more into it. But yeah, I will say the first show, how did I feel after it? I was more intoxicated than I should have been.
Nice.
Yeah, we've all been.
Yeah. I mean, well, you were far drunker than I was.
Yeah, but I wasn't performing.
You were a coach.
No. Yep.
Yeah, and I still made excellent calls.
And you were making the calls. Yeah, you did. You did.
Okay. Took everything in me.
But there was a while where I thought you were just going to fall over onto us.
Oh, that's so unprofessional.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Anyway, so afterwards I was just like, I need a glass of water. And then once I had the glass of water, I was like, oh, that was pretty good. That was pretty good.
It was to be, okay, from what I remember, which is most of it, it was a ridiculously amazing first show. And I found you guys did such a good job of playing very different people with very different energies. And that makes for such fuller improv scenes.
I'm going to be wasted every show.
Like, you're right. I got a drink so hard.
Isn't it crazy? And like, maybe I might be wrong, but the first time you get that laugh, like, it's like addicting. Hey,
yeah, it was unreal. And I have, like, I was not a theater kid. I had done nothing like this. I mean, I obviously was in band.
Obviously.
All right. Sorry. The listeners can't see me. It's obvious.
You walked in and I was like, trumpet.
Yeah. Trombone. Close.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Anyway. Were you in band?
What instrument do you think I played?
Oh, this is fun.
I'm going to say the clarinet.
Oh, that was mine. I'm going to say...
The clarinet kids never got, like... Nobody was ever, like, that hot clarinetist.
Sorry, what instrument are they saying that hot? Well,
saxophone definitely was the hotter.
Oh, for sure, the saxophone.
Okay. Oh, but I don't think you played the saxophone.
No,
that came out wrong. I don't think that's what you played. I'm going to say... Like, I would kind of say trumpet.
Yeah, I played trumpet.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, it was his go-to.
Yeah.
So, there you go. What was the question?
Oh, sorry. Getting that first laugh.
Yeah.
Right. It was unreal because, it's nothing that I've experienced before. Didn't do any theater.
People weren't
like
laughing at you in band?
Right. They were laughing at me, I guess, rather than, you know, with me is the
difference. Yeah, it's a slightly different vibe.
It's crazy, though, how, like... You could have a really tough practice and then you go out and you perform and it's just like, it gives you like such a rush to be able to make people laugh. Like, I don't know. It's like, it's a high for sure.
Yeah. Especially strangers.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I don't fucking know you.
Yeah. So what's next then?
What's next for me in my improvising life career?
Yeah.
I am thinking about doing, the UCB has this intensive course that you both did. I'm talking to you like you, anyway.
Some people might not know.
Some people might not know that. I'm thinking about doing that in the fall.
It's best.
You should do it.
It's like improv summer camp.
Yeah. Except there's no hookups.
There weren't any hookups at my summer camp.
So. Did your summer camp have hookups?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. They did. I just wasn't involved.
Me either.
Cool.
I hooked up with the Lord through prayer. So
I guess I did that too.
That was summer camp. All we did was go to church and pray.
Yeah, I went to a summer Bible camp.
Do you have a bit that you've done in either one of your shows or in practice that you're like, I love that and I want to do it again?
Ask me another question.
Okay. So I do this thing. I worry that I may be doing it too much, but I think it maybe works for me. It's kind of the bro persona.
Okay.
All right. And I in my life generally, so it's very easy to get into as a character. I tend to have a very wide stance.
Okay.
you know this.
Yep.
I am essentially a man spreader in most places, except I'm a woman. Mm-hmm. And so I realized that concept doesn't apply. You guys are going to get tweets. anyway, so I tend to do this bro character, which is, I don't know, again, maybe I'm trying to subvert something. I don't know. But I do like that. I do like the wide stance bro.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is a go-to that I enjoy.
Yeah.
I think it's a good character.
There might come a time when it's like, okay, like,
I mean, if it's the only character you ever do,
right,
I will note you and say, move on.
Well, and I'm going to pull something if that's all I ever do. It's a very wide stance.
You're like lunging.
Yeah.
My last question before we go into our scene is, so you're the newest improviser we've interviewed. And I was going to say, I took like some pushing to be like, let's just do this. You're going to take an improv class that I've made up.
Yep.
What would be your advice for someone who's like, yeah, I've like seen improv. It seems kind of cool. Should I do it?
I think my advice is if you watch it and you think it's really cool, you should try it. It's really an unreal experience. It's, I think there's a lot of life lessons to be learned in it, honestly.
Wow.
Now I'm going to cry. I feel like just the idea of, listening really well to people who are around you, and, you know, trying to build off of things that they're suggesting rather than, tearing ideas down, I think are really helpful things. And I found it's also just like the most, you know, if you're stressed about work or whatever, it's just like the best escape ever.
Mm.
Right.
Yeah.
For maybe a couple hours a week, even, where you're just immersed in creating this other world, and listening to other people. I think it's great.
I love
do
that.
It. Do,
do
it.
It.
Do it.
Do
is
it.
My advice.
Do it.
Do you want to do some relationship advice?
I do.
I have a doozy for you. Are you ready? Remember the last episode where I started off by sniffing into the thing?
Yeah, it was disgusting. Did you edit that out?
No, I kept it, obviously.
Oh, good.
Are you ready to give relationship advice?
Yes.
Okay.
Justine, are you ready to give relationship advice?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Okay.
Here
so,
we go.
This is a doozy from Dear Abby.
Okay.
I spent a good chunk of time finding this. So I just want to set the stage. This was published 2 days before Christmas.
Okay.
So with that in mind, you know, there's eggnog, tinsel, lights on. People,
you're really painting the picture.
Dear Abby, I found out a few months ago that my husband, Hal, in quotes, so probably not Hal, but that my husband, Hal, the father of my children, has had affairs with five different women.
Oof.
I left, and now we are now being divorced.
We are now being, is that how you word that?
That's how she wrote
it. Not the point right now.
Yeah.
Sorry. She's going through a lot.
I desperately wanted revenge. So I've been secretly seeing Hal's good friend, Ron, whom he forbade.
Is Ron in quotation
marks? Ron is also in quotation marks. Okay. So I've been secretly seeing Hal's good friend, Ron, who he forbade me from contacting after I told him his infidelity and disrespect gave me permission to act on the attraction I had for Ron. It's just a friends with benefits situation I'm having, and I'm having fun, so I don't really consider it to be revenge. Hal has spent 5 months begging me to forgive him and work on our marriage, but I no longer love him, and I certainly don't trust him. I told him I would work on forgiving him, so now he calls, says he still loves me, and flirts. The last woman Hal cheated on me with is his current girlfriend. He told me that if I ever want to hook up, I should make sure to use code words when leaving messages because she might see my calls and text messages. He also told me that he's not interested in a long-term relationship with her. I slept with Hal recently to have leverage. I was contemplating sending her the proof as payback for how she treated me some months back, although I don't want her boyfriend back. I am now questioning if this is the right thing to do. Should I leave it alone? Signed, payback somewhere in the USA.
Okay.
So let me just recap. Ooh. This woman got cheated on
by
her husband, Hal, five times.
Oh, yeah. With five different women.
Five different women.
We don't know how many times.
She then hooked up with his best friend.
Yeah.
Ron.
After Hal was like, please don't hook up with Ron.
Not Ron.
Please not Ron. She is like, fuck it. I'm doing it anyway. And then Hal, who seems like a great guy, by the way, is now with this other woman and is like, I kind of want you, but like, don't leave it too obvious. So if you want to have sex, just leave a voicemail, but
with
use
a code word.
Code name. I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Oh, my God.
And then so now she did have sex with Hal to get the upper hand. And now she's like, oh, but is this wrong?
Okay, so she is wondering, she's asking Dear Abby, so like this is all just context, and she's asking Dear Abby, should I send the proof that I slept with Hal to his current girlfriend?
Oh,
I thought that's what she's
asking. Yeah, she is. I slept with Hal recently to have leverage.
Quick cue.
Yeah.
What's the proof? Do I want to know?
used condom.
No, ugh. She has pictures.
You think she has pictures?
Like selfies?
Or text messages, no. Probably. Okay.
He is acting so... He has code words, and you think that he's going to be like, yeah, let's take a selfie in bed.
Well, she probably has, like, text messages, right?
Yeah, sure. Here's the thing.
I'm sorry for saying use condom, Mom.
Yeah, that's gross.
Go ahead.
I'm not a fan of Hal. I do worry, though, about this woman's definition of revenge. That struck me as concerning. She's, you know, as long as you're, you know, not having fun with it. Or is it that you're having fun with it? What was it?
Well, okay, because originally she started to date Ron, in quotations, as a form of revenge. But then she's like, now I kind of like Ron in our Friends for Benefit thing, so I don't want to call it revenge because I care about him.
Right.
So now she's like, okay, moving on to plan B, sleeping with Hal again.
Okay. Here's the thing. Right or wrong, I'm just exhausted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This drama seems to follow this couple around.
Okay, but I want to help her.
I don't know that I do. I just let it go.
Okay, so let's do real advice here.
Sorry.
Okay, is revenge ever okay in a an affair type situation? Mm. And remember, there's kids involved in this.
Oh,
too.
God, I forgot she has kids. Yeah. Oh, those poor kids. Oh.
Yeah, right? Like, yeah.
Hal Jr., Ron Jr.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. How old? She doesn't say how old the kids are.
The father of my children, that's all she said.
I mean, they are probably like 25.
So, like, this woman has gone through a lot because Hal cheated on her with 5 different women. Like, yeah. That's...
I still... Okay, here's my thing. Is we... Okay, couple things. We don't know... No. Sorry, I don't know. I'm trying to decide if she should get revenge on him. Or, to me, it's so much less about the revenge part and this poor woman that is now currently dating Hal. And, like... Should she be aware of how sleazy Hal is?
Yeah, we don't know if Hal is like, I'm cheating on my wife.
Can I tell you my dream is Hal's current girlfriend and Ron getting together? Because they seem like they're probably like good, chill people.
You don't know.
Okay. Yeah.
No, but they seem, out of all of the people in this story, is there not something there for Hal? No, wait, for Ron.
Just a lot of air quotes happening that no one can see.
Damn it.
I love that Ron's got no blame in all this, but Ron literally was like, you're married to my best friend, but yeah,
oh,
yeah, let's hook up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's
okay,
hot.
But he waited.
Oh, my God. No.
No?
This is all terrible.
Yeah, they're all shitty
Nothing
people.
About this is good.
Okay, but what? Okay,
I want to hear Justine's perspective
Justine,
on this.
Go ahead.
My perspective, one, is I'm tired. Like, I heard that story, and I'm tired. How are they not so tired that they have called this quits?
Yeah.
Okay. Second, I think that none of these people should be with anyone. I think that all of these people should be alone.
Should be alone.
I think that's probably for the best. I think maybe focus on parenting a little bit.
Now,
everyone.
I ask a question?
Yeah.
Now, if you want Hal and his current girlfriend to be alone, do you think Hal's ex-wife should tell Hal's current girlfriend about the revenge sex?
Ugh.
Because then they would all be alone. Like, it would end up being what you're saying.
Yeah. I don't trust this person to do anything in an effective manner. I don't trust, or
you
in
mean
an appropriate
payback,
manner.
Payback somewhere in the USA?
Yeah, payback somewhere in the USA. Yeah.
Is this riff off Miley Cyrus' Party in the USA?
Probably. Ooh. Oh, which kind of makes me like her more. That's a good play on words.
Okay.
No? If she was thinking like, that's, oh, no, fine.
She's crazy.
I feel very antagonized in this space right now.
Sorry.
To be clear, I didn't do anything wrong.
But
I just never envisioned a situation when you're like, oh, let's do some relationship advice, when I would not want to give any advice. I'm just like, no. Nope.
I hate all of you.
I just also want to remind everybody, this is before the holidays. They're all sitting down, drinking. And then this revenge in the USA is like, you know, I've had revenge fucks with too many guys. I should check in with Abby to see if this is okay right now. Kids, just go decorate the tree.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I think we should. So our advice is pretty much like, we can't help you. There's no help to be offered.
I mean, some rules of thumb. Hal, stop being an asshole.
Mm. Hal, one.
Hal needs to keep it in his pants.
Two. What's her face?
Payback.
Payback in the USA.
Right, payback in the USA.
I mean, like, move on with your life.
Miley Cyrus. Like, just, move on with your life and, like, try to avoid vengeance.
To be fair, though, like, she, could you imagine, like, they were probably married for a long time, and to find out that he cheated on you with five different women, like, you would have so much rage. So maybe she's like a super nice person otherwise, but she just doesn't even know where to channel all of this rage. I just don't want us to give her like she's been through a lot.
We might be judging her too harshly.
I kind of think we are.
Yeah, okay.
I kind of want to guess what Dear Abby's advice is, but I kind of think Dear Abby's like, yeah, do it. And I know I'm probably wrong, but she gives horrible advice.
I think Dear Abby's going to be like, if you really want to settle the score, you have to fuck four more people.
There's the good advice.
Right? Like, run. Okay,
like four people close to half.
Well, we don't know. We don't know what house left. For sure, sleep with Hal's mom.
That is the advice. I've put money on it. What does Abby say?
Yeah.
Dear Payback. Okay, so the question was, I'm now questioning if this is the right thing to do. Should I leave it alone?
Mm-hmm.
Dear Payback, yes. Do it for everyone's sake, including your own. Mm. The cycle of revenge is doing no one any good.
This is the best advice she's ever given.
I know.
It's a shocking.
She probably had to dig deep for that. Abby, be mature here.
Probably because Dear Abby is Hal's current girlfriend. Plot twist.
Maybe.
You've also been operating on the assumption that Dear Abby's a man.
That is true. I really think it's like this old white dude that's just like...
We should do a scene.
Yes. You brought a premise.
I did. I was going to come in with one, and then I had an experience this evening that made me think, let's do this one instead.
Okay.
So I got home, and I only had about half an hour to work with before coming here, and I was hoping to do laundry this evening because my pants are not clean and haven't been cleaned for days. But instead, I didn't have time, so I just wiped them down with detergent that I had soaked paper towel in some detergent and water and just like,
Justine.
Like kind of spotted.
I worry about
They're not clean, but they don't smell as bad. Anyway, my premise now is an apartment laundry room.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Great.
excuse me.
Yep.
Those are actually my clothes you're taking out.
Yep.
I put the timer on to be here exactly when they were done, and so I know that I'm here exactly when they're done. But for some reason, you were holding my delicates.
Yep. This is how I spend my Saturday.
I'm not very good at articulating confrontational feelings or thoughts, but I would like you to know that I don't like that you are touching my clothes, because I understand that if someone breaks the rules and they're late, I understand that maybe you have to take their clothes out of the washer, but I was here on time because I put the timer on in Macy Gray Plate at exactly 6:29, and I knew my clothes would be done at 6:31, which allowed for the elevator to come downstairs and I would be here right at 6:31, and I was.
Listen, there's plenty of underwear to hold. I feel like I'll just like, do you want a pair?
Sir.
Okay, I'm just a landlord. I don't know.
It's very convenient that you're in the laundry room at the time of this distressing incident happening.
I come up here and I oil the doors on the dryer and just to make sure everything's working okay.
And I come down here to, you know, reach in the laundry machines and see what comes out.
You know, and I saw her reaching in and pulling out your underwear, and I thought, that's fine, probably. Yeah. You know, I'm a what they call a laissez-faire landlord. Whatever will be. She's being...
Can I please say something?
Oh, probably. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I am not the odd one in this situation. You are touching my clothes, and you are oiling dryer drawers as if this is not a situation you should be dealing with as the landlord.
Oh.
All of my clothes say Pamela on the labels.
They do.
They say wash. I actually hand write out the directions for each thing because I don't trust the machines or I'm very flustered. The label already given, I don't trust those. So I Google each fabric, the composition of each fabric. If it's 40% polyester and 60% satin, I look at exactly how to wash that. And then I write it in a little Sharpie.
Cut
and
to
then I
the
write
gap. Next, please.
Hi.
I understand you have a complaint about our washing instructions.
Yes, I actually bought this sweater and I did not have time to Google how to wash and dry a sweater that is 60% wool, 20% cotton, and 20% polyester.
Well, that's some good math there.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know. Just read the label.
Yeah, I read the label and I trusted it this one time. This one time I trusted it. And you know that Kelly Clarkson song, Because of You? That's how I feel about this label. Because of this label, I will never be able to walk on the other side of the road. I don't think those are the lyrics, but I'm flustered right now. Listen,
I'm just here between things at high school, cheerleading practice and pep band. I'm going to call my manager to help you out here. Justine, can you come in here, please?
What's up?
We have this woman. She looks like she's never been on a date before.
Yep.
She has.
I actually have a date tonight, and I was gonna wear this sweater. So
what's
Justine...
his name?
With 20% polyester, it's not gonna go well.
You want something tighter?
Yeah, for sure.
I did not really.
Yeah, I don't know.
What are you hoping to get out of the state?
You're swimming in that sweater.
A second date, hopefully. No. I've never had.
You're not
one.
Even gonna get to happen. Second base.
Is no. it because? I didn't know you can't wear polyester on a date. It doesn't say that on the label.
Lycra, maybe.
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 Maybe. You're basically bunting, though, to continue with the baseball metaphor. You're not going very far.
Yeah, maybe you'd get to first base on a bunt, I think is what my manager's saying.
Maybe.
And first base is the second course of the meal?
Oh. Sweetheart.
Listen, I don't know what you were expecting when you came to the Gap today, but...
I was expecting to get a refund on the sweater because the label was wrong. It shrunk. I put it in the dryer, medium heat, inside out, and it shrunk still. And now it feels far too tight. Should I show you how tight it is?
We're going to cut to the Lacoste store. No. You don't want to wear a polo on a date.
I just want to get to...
What are you doing?
I'm trying to get to second date with this guy, Steve.
You're trying to get to second date?
Yes.
No, you want second base.
Yeah.
No, just a second date. We went on the first date and I've been messaging him extensively and he just doesn't seem interested. But I thought if I sent him a picture of me in a polo, it would look like I was wealthy and maybe he would want a second date for my money.
If you pop the collars like we do, then maybe.
Yeah.
I would do that. You don't understand. Steve seemed really nice. He didn't run away after the salad course. I even told him about my label thing.
So you're going on second date.
Well, so far he hasn't responded, but I thought maybe...
I didn't think so. Yeah.
Maybe if it looked like I was wealthy, I have the little crocodile alligator reptile on my shirt and I pop the collar, he would be like, girl, I want your money.
Yeah. How starched is that collar?
It feels extra starched.
Yeah, it doesn't look extra starched.
But I just put it on in the store. So if it's not extra starched, that's on you, not on me. Why is everyone blaming me for everything?
I just...
Your landlord called.
Yeah.
He called the store?
Yeah, he's been calling around the mall.
Yeah.
That's not very laissez-faire of him.
Yeah, from
that's
what I hear,
thing.
He's a pretty relaxed guy.
Very.
Why
relaxed.
Would he call the store? I didn't do anything.
Well, he's worried about the dryers in the building and thinks you're maybe doing too much laundry.
Too much laundry? I wash everything once a day.
I don't know. That seems like a lot.
He also talked about his other tenants, you know, and they have lives to lead. And
Yeah, touching my delicates.
You know, touching whatever.
I think delicate
That's
touching is
fine.
That's
the closest to second base I've ever gotten is Pamela touching my delicates. Her name is also Pamela. It's very confusing. I now understand how she got confused and touched my delicates.
Yeah, she probably thought they were hers.
Probably. She seemed very aggressive, though, and she was quite clear that she knew they weren't hers.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess one piece of advice from the Lacoste store is probably, I don't know, this is probably the wrong store for date number two. I see how you're wearing that polo. It's not going to work for us or for this guy.
Steve,
yeah.
It's not working for your landlord either.
No.
He's not pleased.
Was the landlord interested in dating me?
No.
You know, I think he might be laissez-faire in how he manages his apartment, but he's very strict in how he approaches his dating life. This is all what he told me. I'm just guessing.
I heard he was going out with the other Pamela.
That?
He liked her underwear.
Cunt.
Yeah. Are you reclaiming that word? Or are you being offensive right now?
No, I'm trying
to... We don't tolerate that kind of behavior.
I'm trying to...
Maybe that flies at Guest by Marciano.
Yeah.
That doesn't fly here at the Lacoste store.
Fancy.
You're only allowed to use that if you reclaim it. If you're reclaiming it.
Yeah.
I was. I swear I'm reclaiming it. Do you know what I remembered throughout
the three times I said that word is that I actually have someone I work with who's now listening to the podcast. So that's going to be really great.
Someone's getting fired.
I'm reclaiming it.
Justine, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having
me.
Did you have fun?
I did. That was a delight.
I'm reclaiming it, to be clear. Don't fire me.
Today's episode was recorded in Ottawa, Ontario at Pop-Up Podcasting, featuring Christina Muehlberger and Ryan Mulligan, recorded by JP Davidson, and featuring music by Nikolai Hadeless, Mr. Gavin, and Foxbeat Music, all available on SoundCloud. Thanks for listening.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.